Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I'm here again live in Indianapolis, Indiana, the place to be this weekend, May 7th and May 8th. Transformation Begins With You is sponsored by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a nonprofit organization that empowers women and young girls, empowers women to celebrate the journey, and young girls the power to dream. And we're here with you again this evening. I know we were on Tuesday with Kathy Holloway Hill, and I'm doing double duty this week, you guys, because this is an exciting time in the life of women. And we just did not want this airtime to go by and not use it to excite you and empower you and equip you for what's going on in Indianapolis, Indiana this weekend, May 7th, Friday, May 7th, and Saturday, May 8th, is the Women's Mother's Day Conference, Celebration Conference at Light of the World Christian Church, Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm excited about it. I'm working with the Women of the Light, who's the Women's Ministry for Light of the World Christian Church, and we just have a lot going on for this weekend for the mothers, a time of refreshing. And so I just wanted, before I get started, I have a special guest on the line, and she's going to come to you in just a little bit, Minister Dora Hill. We were going to have her on the last time, and I gave her the wrong number, so she was ready to go, and I had missed some digits. But God purposed her to be on tonight for such a time as this. I'm excited that she's with us tonight. I'm going to basically let her tell you a little bit about it. But before I bring her on, I just want to talk about a time of refreshing. You know, over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about a time of refreshing. And I gave my feeling on it, and Helen Chambers, she expressed herself. Kathy Holloway Hill expressed herself about a time of refreshing, along with Jewel Diamond Taylor, who was on also last week. Everyone had a feeling and an expression and an emotion and a spirit about a time of refreshing. But I saw something today as I was on the internet, and I just want to share it with you and any of you nonprofit organizations that are out there. Pepsi. The Pepsi soda product people have a project called Pepsi Refresh Project. And I thought this was so fitting to announce today because the name of the conference is a time of refreshing. So as I look at the spiritual realm and see that time of refreshing, Acts 3 and 19, is coming into play into the secular world, because now we see that Pepsi Cola is saying, I'm asking the world to refresh. So the organization is giving away millions of dollars if people can come up with projects that would change the world, that would do good to the world, that it would, you come up with something new that would change someone's lives. And so they've caught on to it, and so has the spiritual realm. We are already in the spirit on this one. We've caught on to it, and we're running with it. Refreshing means to give a newness, to renew, to fill up again, new vigor or new spirit. And that's what it's all about, a time of refreshing. You know, I'm going to bring my sister on the line. I'm so happy to have her, Minister Dora Sanders Hill. And Minister Hill, I am so excited to have you. Welcome to Transformation Begins With You.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Chris. It's an honor. I'm excited to be here tonight and to just have an opportunity to talk with you and also to share with the women that are listening about this wonderful, wonderful time that I believe God has ordained specifically for the women.
Absolutely.
So that we can be, as you say, revived and re-energized and renewed. That word means to fill up again. You know, we just need to have everything replenished,
yes,
so that we can go forth, because the lives that we live are very challenging lives. So thank you so much. I'm honored to be here, and I'm excited about being able to share and download just some words of encouragement to the ladies on tonight.
Yes, and I'm excited to have you. You know, we talk about refreshing a lot, Sister Dora. We talk about be fresh, but some people don't realize that before there's a burnout process sometimes that comes, and women get burned out. And when you get in that burnout process, sometimes you don't know how to get back And that's when that refresh button comes in. When you hit that refresh button and you pull yourself back in, like you said, you have to fill back up again. You have to fill yourself back up, renew yourself, and revive yourself. So I'm just going to give you the mic just and let you talk about refreshing and filling up and what's going to happen the 2 days over May 7th and May 8th. And just tell about the whole event, and I'm just going to let you take it away.
Well, you know, thank you so much. Thank you. And I'll tell you, the 2 days, we have an expectation of what God's going to do. We are going to present ourselves to Him on Friday night and on Saturday. We're going to just present ourselves to Him. Our cups are going to be open, and we're going to look to hear from some dynamic women who are women of faith and empowerment, and they're going to share with us strategies. Faith comes by hearing. And really, we could even call it a faith clinic, because in order for us to accomplish anything, we have to believe. The Bible tells us in Mark 9:23, if you can believe, all things are possible. And so our faith is ignited when we hear stories from other women who have accomplished, who have overcome adversity, who have come through the fire and the flood, and they are still standing strong, and they have not been detoured from their dreams, their visions, and the ambitions that God has given them. So these 2 days are really times where we're coming together without any pretense. We're going to present ourselves to the Lord, and we say, Lord, revive us again, refresh us, because who knows better than anyone what we need. And when you talk about refresh, you know, I think about that refresh button, you know, most of us are operating on that computer. Well, it takes you to the original page, and sometimes we need to go back to the original page. We need to go back to the Creator's original design for us. In Jeremiah 29:11, God said, I have thoughts for you. I have a plan for your life, plans to prosper you and to bring you to a determined end. And sometimes as we're going through life's journeys, you know, we're making choices based on the best information that we have at the time. Mm-hmm. And so all of our choices don't always produce that great God-ordained destiny and success for us. So sometimes, you know, it's nothing wrong with backing up, regrouping, and taking a different approach and a different look. And it's so important that we as women recognize that we've got a lot of responsibilities, but we don't have all the answers.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're challenged. We're challenged financially.
Yes.
We're challenged personally, in our homes, in our marriages, in our relationships.
Mm-hmm.
We're challenged professionally. We have a lot of things that we're desiring to overcome. But when we refresh, we go back to the place of victory. We start at the finish, as Bishop says.
Mm-hmm.
We get back to the place that God intended for us to be. And then from that perspective, from that place, we have a different perspective. And we see ourselves as not victims, but victors. And we understand that we can accomplish it. Nothing can separate us from that love of God. And His love is constantly drawing us back. And the closer we get to Him, the more refreshed we're going to be. And so it's just a time for us as women to come together to encourage one another. That's got to be key, you know. There's so much that we desire to do, not only in our home, but in our communities and in our churches. But because we have really taken ourselves to the end of ourselves, if we don't realize that there is a God waiting to take us to the finish line, and we cast our cares on Him, then what we end up doing, sis, we end up trying to carry all of our issues with us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We are not equipped to do that. We're not equipped to do it. I don't care how intelligent we are. I don't care how financially savvy we are. I don't care how many influential people we know and how we're positioned. We're going to come to a place and a point in our life because God has designed it that way. He wants to make sure that all of our success ultimately is going to point to Him.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
My God.
Amen.
So always,
excited.
He always will leave a component out of the equation.
Yes.
So no matter what we have of in our own giftings and talents, we're still going to be inadequate without the power and the enabling of a real God.
Amen.
And so when we understand that, then those times of adversity don't overwhelm us. We just recognize I've come to the end of myself, and now I need to tap into my true source.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
amen,
God.
Amen.
Now,
you
talk about getting refreshed.
Yes. I think we're getting a taste of that right now, Sister Dora. That's coming across pretty strong right now.
We
need that. And you know, I want you to talk to the ladies a little bit about getting to the place, because sometimes we say, oh, I'm going to go and I'll buy my ticket when I get there. And just can you just encourage them to act now? We have a website set up ready to take their ticket online. And if not, we have the churches open, you know, so that they can make sure that they get there. Because most times when women purchase something in advance, they're going to use it if they already have it. And so we don't want anyone to miss this. We want every woman to be able to come into that place on Friday night and Saturday morning and just hit that refresh button and get refreshed. Can you just encourage the women to come on in?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, this event, it's a God ordained event.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be like any other conference that you've ever experienced. Someone asked me, they said, how is this going to be different from any other conference, any other women's gathering?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, God has ordained it and He's designed it for a specific purpose.
Amen.
And when you get to a place where you are parched, where you are dehydrated, where your body really is in need of water and a refreshing, nobody has to dress up water.
No.
And that's what I feel about this conference. You know, the ones who have been looking for a wellspring, those individuals who have been looking for a release and an opportunity to really get from God what they have been praying for, we won't have to dress this thing up. When they hear a time of refreshing, automatically something will quicken in their spirit, and they'll know, you know what, I need to be with that group of women. It's going to be an awesome conference. It's going to progressively and systematically usher you into the presence of God. Every individual has been prayed for and encouraged and inspired. This is a charge we have. It's not just an opportunity to come and have another churchy event. We have ordained that lives are going to be changed this weekend. There's not going to be one person in the congregation, in the sanctuary, in the banquet, in the luncheon, partaking in the reception, that's not going to be changed on some level, because we are preparing for God to show up.
Yeah.
Now, you can't have an event like that and have people leave the way they came.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
They're going to be equipped. And the thing is, with women, we are caregivers. We're always focusing on others.
Yes.
This is awesome timing. It's perfect timing. It's Mother's Day weekend. It's when the focuses are turned, and now our attention is turned to our mothers and to our own personal preferences. You know, we don't have very many times where we get to make requests. My husband said, what is it that you want for Mother's Day? I said, I want some real expensive perfume. I don't, you know, you don't get a chance to just throw it out there like that without any, you know, apprehension.
Right.
I want some real expensive perfume. You know, and so this is a weekend where we need to turn the focus to ourselves and really understand, what is it that I need? God, I'm coming with an expectation that, you know, some things I haven't told my husband about, some things my children don't even know that I need. But, God, I'm coming with an expectation from you, and I know you know what I need.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
He knows.
So yeah.
Yes, He is. And He's going to respond to us.
Yes.
And so each one of us, individually and personally, it's going to be a wonderful fellowship of sisterhood and celebration, camaraderie, friendship building. We're going to have all those components in place. It's going to be awesome. Our speakers are dynamic. They're proven strategists and successful women who have come through adversity and triumph. And so we need to sit under those types of individuals so that we can really know how to maneuver through life storms. So it's prepared. It's reasonably priced. Where can you go to get a conference of this caliber for $20 for 2 days that also includes a luncheon on Saturday and reception after the service on Friday night? So it's going to be a dynamic event. I tell women they don't want to miss it. Do everything they can to be a part of it. Be in the place. I'm going to have the wonderful privilege of speaking to the women on Friday night.
Yes.
And truly, God has given me a word for them. And we just need to know we are not alone. We may be in separate places and on different, live in different parts of the country or different sides of town, but a lot of our challenges are common one to the other. But when we come together in fellowship and in worship and really focusing on God, He's going to show up. And I tell you what, we're going to have a glorious time. And our Mother's Day celebration, when we get to Mother's Day, by the time we reach Sunday, our spirits and our hearts are going to be refreshed. We're going to be ready for our families, our workplaces, and all the challenges. We'll be ready to get out there and run this race again with vim and vigor.
Absolutely. And I want you just to run down the program on Friday and on Saturday so those maybe who just tuned in will know who the speakers are and the events that's happening, the vendor booths and those types of things. If you just run the event down for us from Friday to Saturday.
Oh, I tell you, it's going to be off the chart. Friday night we start with a worship celebration, and we have Ministry in Motion, which is a liturgical dance group that's going to minister. We have our own Temples of Light, which is our dance troupe. We also have praise and worship music. And, you know, the wonderful thing about this weekend is that we're going to spend some time in the presence of God. A lot of times in a lot of our churches, of course, we're on regimented time frames, but we're going to hang there and abide a little bit in the presence of God and just really create a space for Him. So the worship is going to be just awesome. It's going to be off the hook. And as we go forward from the worship, we have a spoken word piece by our poet laureate, Minister Sheila Spencer, who is just a dynamic, anointed woman of God. And she's going to share with us. And then we're certainly going to hear from our Lady Beverly Benjamin, and she's going to greet us. And we're also going to hear from our guest, Dr. Ilan Bamani, as well as Kathy Holloway Hill, and you're going to talk with us a little bit about our theme. And then after we hear from our psalmist, Renee Williamson, then I'm going to share with the women, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the woman with the issue of blood.
Amen.
Because
Amen. We don't want to miss that. Amen.
Yeah, she had to go through some things.
Mm-hmm.
But she had a thought and a determination that was behind that thought.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we just need to think differently.
Yes, absolutely. you're absolutely, because, and I'm just going to say, talking about thinking differently, most of the time at women's conference, they kick the men out. We don't, you know, they always have women there, but we have a special treat. You want to tell us about that on Saturday?
Oh, my. On Saturday morning, our own Bishop Tom Benjamin is going to be just downloading on us, empowering us and speaking to us for women only.
And we
know last year we had a wonderful gathering, and we just left encouraged and inspired. And so that's going to start us off tomorrow, Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And then from there we have Tiffany Bridges, who is currently starring in a play that is taking place here in Indianapolis, but she's going to step away from that play and come and minister to us on Saturday in song. Okay. And then we have Dr. Bamani, as well as Kathy Holloway Hill. They'll be doing the workshop sessions. And then after we've completed the workshops, we have a wonderful luncheon that's going to be planned, and then we're going to close out with Dr. Jewel, as well as Prophetess Alice Jones, who is going to minister to us. We're going to have a wonderful anointing service where every woman, every issue, every situation, we're going to anoint you. We're going to pray. We're going to come into a power of agreement. So before you leave, we're going to seal everything that has taken place over the 2 days of ministry and workshops and empowerment. We're going to seal it, and we're going to release the women to walk out in victory. So it's going to be a very, very powerful, powerful weekend, and I tell you, I'm just I'm excited. I'm in anticipation because I know it's something that we've been just in so desperate need of, and every now and then you just have to pause.
Yes, yes, yes. And I was just thinking, Sister Doris, you were saying that, I was just thinking, I'm thirsty. You know, I'm thirsty.
Yes.
I'm just so thirsty, and I can't wait to be refreshed. And I just keep thinking about this tall, cold glass of water, which represents the Holy Spirit. I just keep seeing that, and I just know that this is just what every woman needs. This is just what every woman needs, and I'm excited that you are here with us tonight because I want you to talk a little bit on the scripture that you're using, Acts 3 and 19. If you could just give us a overview of that alone, every time I read that, I get more and more inspired, empowered, and I find strength. If you just go over that with us tonight so the listening audience can hear the strength in that scripture.
Well, it is very powerful, and it's very simple. It says, Acts 3 and 19 out of the NIV says, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. And that's what it's all about. We are pausing and we're turning. And we're saying, God, we want you to wipe out anything in our lives that hasn't been pleasing to you, that has hindered us from our destiny. We just want you to refresh us. And as we get closer to him, see, a lot of our burdens that we carry because we've allowed a gulf, a space between us and the Lord. When he promised never to leave us, but sometimes when we feel alone, it's not because he's left us. It's because we have moved, whether in our thoughts or in our decisions or in our conversations. Sometimes we're speaking more of our circumstance than we are the promises. God wants us to focus on what he has said regarding a situation, even if it is contrary to the situation itself.
Absolutely. We've
got to get to a place where we have more confidence in his word than we do our circumstances.
And
you talk about power. That's something that allows you to triumph, because our challenges want to draw us into the drama. But God wants to draw us out of it. He wants us to put us in a place where we're confident, where we're certain, where we're inconsiderate of whatever is taking place, even as Abraham was inconsiderate. The Bible says Abraham was inconsiderate of his age and even the deadness of Sarah's womb, but he was confident, understanding that what God promised, he was able to perform. And so these challenges that we face, and as we go forward through the times of refreshing, they're a time of rebuilding our faith. Faith building. A time of refreshing is also a time of faith building, because once you trust God, you can begin to move back from the parchness and the harshness of life. And you can say, God, I trust you. I'm in a place that should be a barren desert place, but I feel pretty good right here because I believe you.
Yes, amen. And that was my prayer at one time. I could not utter anything out of my mouth, but Lord, I trust you. Every day when I woke up, Lord, I trust you. And I kept saying to myself, ooh, I need to say more and more. But in my spirit, it just kept growing and it just kept building. It kept growing and building. And my faith started to strengthen just off of, Lord, I trust you. And I remember we were doing a conversation on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And you had something on Facebook about, Lord, I trust you. And then I put something back on there, and you put something back. And the next thing I know, I was shouting because the anointing was so strong just in the words of two sisters connecting. and touching each other and saying, you know what, you're my sister, I know, I feel you, you feel me, I feel you. And that's the thing, women coming together in true sisterhood.
Yes.
And not. And I want to read this one little thing here before time goes out. This is something that I've been meaning to read for a couple of weeks, but I just want to read this. It's called The Sister Accord. It says, I resolve to establish an agreement with all my sisters, whether they are strong or weak, rich or poor, educated at Harvard or educated on 17th Street, working in the C-suite or cleaning it, whether they be independent or leaning and dependent, confident or lacking self-esteem, fighting back or being absurd or abused and misused. I will uphold this commitment to my sisters. I resolve to be honest and truthful, be supportive of your dreams and aspirations, be forgiving, be loving and kind, be thoughtful with my words, ensuring that our every encounter and conversation is uplifting, remain loyal and faithful to our friendship, remain your shelter in the time of storms, your confidant. Refrain from judging, refrain from negative thoughts and words about you, because you are my sister. The time is now. Our children are dependent on us. We have much work to do. You are my sister. And that is what I grab hold in my spirit when I see women coming together. It doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done. It doesn't matter. We're sisters. I love you no matter what is going on in your life, and you love me no matter what's going on in my life. But we together have the strength of the Lord to pull us through. And that's one thing that I'm excited about this conference. It's whoever you are, I just want to put a plea out there to all the women. If you want to come from the tri-state area, Chicago, if you want to come from Ohio, Kentucky, we have space for you. We have hotel accommodations. We want you to come from the north, south, east, and west. We want you to be in the place so that you can receive some of this anointing. I'm telling you, it is going to be awesome. And if you go to the Harvest Girls website, www.harvestgirls.webs.com, click on conferences. There's a whole web page. You can even pay online. You can even contact the hotels, and their vendor spaces there for you to contact someone for that. There's just a wealth of things that's going to happen at this conference that you need to be a part of. And I'm going to let you say a prayer, Sister Dora, as we get ready to go off the air, if you would just pray.
I will. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, first of all, we just want to say thank you. God,
thank
we bless you and we honor you for this day. We thank you, God, because we have great anticipation in our heart, looking forward, God, to all the wonderful things, God, and that are going to take place this weekend and the lives that are going to be changed. God, we commit our hearts to you. We know that your word is promised that all things work together for the good of those that love God and who are called according to his purpose. God, we have great confidence that nothing can separate us from that love. And God, we proclaim today that in all these things we are more than conquerors because you loved us. God, we pray for every woman that desires to come, that her desire will be fulfilled, that she'll be able, God, to have the means, the transportation, whatever it is that she needs, that nothing will hinder her. We pray, God, for every woman that is struggling in any situation right now, God, just even if she's not able to make the conference, God, we pray that the words that we've spoke will be words that will ignite, excite, and cause her, God, to be empowered and to trust you more than ever before. God, we walk by faith and not by sight, and the things we see, God, we know are temporal. So, God, we thank you now for having an eternal place in you, a place of victory, a place of power, and a place of peace. We thank you for your shed blood. We walk in it. We live in it. Oh, God, we thank you, and we know from that place, from your presence, we shall be refreshed, and we thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Sister Dora, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, you are welcome.
I am so excited that you came on and just gave us a word tonight.
Amen.
And if this is any indication, ladies, of what you're going to get tomorrow night, you need to be at Light of the World Christian Church, 4646 North Michigan Road, Indianapolis, Indiana. If you have any questions about the conference, you can call the church, 317-254-5922. And I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I wish you health and that you may prosper. Until we meet next time, remember, transformation begins with you. Bye-bye now.
God bless. Bye-bye.